Welcome to the Get Inspired Project Boomers. I'm Toni Reese, and today I'm with June Cate. June, welcome to the Get Inspired Project.
Toni, thank you so much for having me on. I'm so excited to be here with you.
Well, thank you. We're excited to have you here. So, June, take a moment and introduce yourself.
Okay, thank you, Toni. As you said, my name is June Cate. I'm a fitness professional, and I'm CEO of my own company, June Cate Enterprises. And I've developed a couple of fitness programs. One is called Emerging Through Movement, and the other is called Boomba Fitness. And these are my programs that I've designed and developed.
Well, thank you so much, June. Let's go into the first question. What does inspiration mean to you?
Toni, when I first looked at this question, my first thought was to go to the dictionary, and I found the definition of inspiration was a divine influence a person believes qualifies her to receive and communicate a sacred revelation, the arousal of the mind to a special creativity. That was the definition I found in the encyclopedia. However, when I thought about it, and as I mentioned just before we started this interview, I went to see Billy Elliot. It's a play that's right now at the Performing Arts Center. And the very last song by Elton John is called Electricity. And I'd like to read you some of the words, which I've kind of modified a little bit, taken out some of the words. But this is how it goes, and this is what I believe inspiration is. The very last song, it's the very last song, and they asked Billy, they said, Billy, what does it feel like when you dance? And to me, this is what inspiration is. Billy sings, I can't really explain it. I haven't got the words. It's a feeling that you can't control. It's almost like forgetting, losing who you are, and at the same time, something makes you whole. And then there is some music playing in my ear, and I'm listening, and then I disappear. And then I feel a change, like a fire deep inside, something bursting me wide open, impossible to hide. And suddenly I'm flying like a bird, like electricity. Electricity sparks inside of me, and I'm free. I don't know what it is, it's hard to tell, but then I feel it move me, like a burning deep inside, electricity. Sparks inside of me, and I'm free. Oh, I'm free. That's what inspiration means to me.
What a great way and a great example to define that for yourself, and thank you for sharing that with us. And June, how do you put that into practice?
Well, when I teach, I try to communicate that feeling that I have to my students. It's my love, and it's kind of my connection to music. I've been wrestling with my business advisors for years who keep telling me, June, it's not the music, it's you. And I tell them, no, it's not me, it's the music that's my inspiration. As a matter of fact, just this morning I was at a conference, and two musicians were playing and talking about the power of music to change perceptions, moods, and even help when you are working with Alzheimer's patients. After the presentation, I went up and to speak to the musicians because they were just off the wall. They were fantastic. One of the musicians said to me, you know, there are so many beautiful women in this room, but I couldn't take my eyes off you. You have an energy field around you, a glow, a light. I know this is the power of their music. It wasn't me. And that comment is not unusual. I hear that all the time when I'm teaching. When I'm teaching, I get lost in the music. I caution my students, as a matter of fact, to listen to their bodies because I'm really supposed to be watching them. But I tell them, oohs are good, ows are bad, and because I know I'm going to forget when I'm teaching. I'm dancing. I'm bringing them along, and my students are dancing with me. Unlike other fitness classes, when you go to them, music is standardized and they have fitness moves. I choreograph each song. As a matter of fact, I spent over $800 in music from iTunes, and every song I use has a message, and it invokes a feeling. And I try to emit the feeling inside me to my students. Tony, I so love what I do. You have no idea.
Well, you can definitely hear it in your voice. It's really wonderful, and that's the benefit that people get from listening to these interviews as opposed to reading them. Let me ask you, June, what is your greatest life lesson?
Well, you know, there's so many life lessons. I'm 60 years old, so I've learned quite a few things over the years. But I think my greatest life lesson is what my children have taught me. My children, I've realized, children don't do what you say. They watch and do what you do. My former spouse and I exercised every day, all the time, when my children were growing up. I've been blessed with three beautiful children and three fantastic grandchildren. My daughter, who's 33 years old, is a fitness instructor, along with being a mother, a wife, and owning her own business. My son, who is a lawyer in New York City, just completed the New York Marathon, which was 26 miles. I went to New York City. I'll tell you, Tony, I don't even like to drive 26 miles. And then my youngest son, 23, practices yoga every morning. So, you know, as I said, children, I could have told them they have to exercise. I never said that. They just watched, and I'm so proud of them and what they have done and what they have accomplished.
Mm-hmm. There's a bigger message here, too, in do what I do, not in what I say. That is a huge value to those who are listening to this, that life lesson can be translated into many, many instances, I would imagine, along the way.
That's exactly right. I know. I've heard that all my life. Do what I say, not what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always blown it off. You know what? I'll tell you, you know, it doesn't work.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's interesting that your do what I do came from fitness, which you did not that was not an intention of yours.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic. So what do you want your legacy to be?
I think that's very easy when I thought about it, too. I want and have instilled in my children and my grandchildren when they get a little older that they can be anything they want to be. They just have to want it bad enough. They have to work hard. And myself, as their mother and their grandmother, will support their dreams. I will not live with the tape-recorded message that I've been living with my whole life. You know, in what I'm doing, which is a fitness professional, I know I'm the best. I know I'm a 10 at what I do, but I have a voice from my childhood that plays over and over in my ear, and I hear my father saying, June, you're only a girl. Find a man to take care of you. You keep reaching for the stars. Stars are in the sky, and they're untouchable. You have to be one in a million to make it, and it's not you, honey. Now, I'm sure my father was saving me from disappointment because he loved me. My parents were immigrants. So I was first-generation American, and he wanted me to be taken care of. He wanted me to have a good life, and so he always tried to instill that into me. Find somebody to take care of you, and I want my children and my grandchildren to know that they could take care of themselves. They just have to want it, and they could be anything they want to be, and I will be there backing them 100%.
What a great legacy that not only you are leaving, but you are living. And that is critical here. That's what I'm hearing. And I like the way that you've separated that into two areas. One is that to do what you want to do what you love to do, and don't let anything stop you. But hey, it's okay to reach out for support too, because I'm right here.
You've got to have that support. You know, if you have somebody that's constantly in the background saying, you can't do it, you can't do it, you can't do it, eventually you're going to say, geez, I can't do it. And I have now the support around me of people saying, June, you can do this. You are the best. And finally, but I'm still in the back of my mind going, I'm hearing my father, you can't do this. You're only a girl. And, you know, I'm working on that really hard, Tony.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you're getting there, June. I mean, my goodness, it's all over this interview. Mm-hmm. I am absolutely honored to have you be part of the Get Inspired Project, June. Thank you so much for being part of it.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much for making me sit down and actually thinking about this. It's unbelievable. When I started to think about this, it was just like, oh my God, I can't wait to write all this down and you know, put it down on paper, because it really should be on paper.
Thank you, Jean.
And on the radio, too.
Absolutely. That's where it's going. Thanks
that's
a lot.
Right, right.
All right. Take care, June.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate, Tony, you having me.
Absolutely.